Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Winning cures everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And this is the college football gambling picks for week number 10. And I am pumped. I have been so bad this year. Let's go and jump into that. How's that? I went 3-5 last week, lost $140.91. Chris went 0-6 last week, lost $325.
Got blanked. It's not good.
No, it's sure not, and that's okay. On the year, I am 28-44. I've lost 22.51 units. Probably not winning all of that back, but I will show enough try. You are 21-31. Last week did not help you.
Yeah, I was doing well. I was getting close to Mount 500.
Yep.
And
last week killed you.
Got danced.
Down 13.63 units. But who did well last week? Stacy Lewis went 8-2 in our football pick'em contest over at winningcureseverything.com. You can enter as well. He won a $50 gift certificate to one of the steakhouses down in Tunica and a $25 free play, I believe. He's going to go down and have himself a good time. Or she. Stacy could be either, right? I guess so. Either way.
I would assume it was a lady, but I'm not sure about that.
I'm so used to guys entering this thing, but there are women.
Well, the last 2 weeks has been a woman.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. So, either way, look at me.
Go at Gary.
Being all sexist, assuming Gary. That it's only men that are gambling. Ridiculous.
At Gary WCE.
You can join in to the festivities over at winningcureseverything.com. Just click on the football picks contest page and you can enter in as well. It'll take you a couple of minutes. Enter in your email, put in your name, and then make your picks. It's pretty simple. I don't have it up right this second. It will be up by the time that this goes live. But go over and check it out. winningcureseverything.com. Of course, the show is brought to you by
Tunica Travel.
Tunica, Mississippi. The South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find more information about their incredible sports books over at tunicatravel.com.
There you go.
They help out the show. They sponsor the show. They sponsor the football picks contest, etc. So go check them out, tunicatravel.com. They've always got good things in the works. They got some fantastic stuff, man. I mean, everything down there, they are building it up. It's fun. It's a good trip. If you are from out of town, fly into Memphis. Take your trip down. It's a short drive.
You're coming into game day.
Believe that. College game day. I don't think either one of us are picking that game this week. But it is interesting to talk about because
it'll ESPN, be on our big game breakdown.
It'll be in the big game. Yeah, it'll be in the preview. So if you haven't listened to that yet or you haven't watched that yet, go watch the preview, of course, for all the big games of the weekend. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. We will be there. We will have signs up. We won't. My wife will. A big old winning cures everything sign should be out in the middle of game day. We'll see if she actually holds up on that. Because it's supposed to be like 35 degrees that morning.
We might not be there.
Hey, we're going to be wearing some jackets. We'll be fine. We'll be good. So, tunicatravel.com. Go check them out. Go to winningcureseverything.com. We're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, podcast, YouTube, etc. You can find it all over on the website. If you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, make sure and click that like button. make sure that you leave some comments, share the show out, tell your buddies about it. In the comments, tell us what you like about our picks. Tell us what your picks are. And see if you can help us get out of this slide, man. Like, we are having some trouble here. So, let's go ahead and fire in. I've got 8. You've got 5?
5.
5 this week. Okay. Let's go ahead and fire in.
Can't go 0-6 this week.
Nope. You can go 0-5, but 0-5 ain't near as bad as 0-6. You got that right. I'm going to start us off.
Go ahead.
I'm going to a Wednesday night game. So, if you're listening to this on Thursday.
Wednesday night?
You've already missed it.
Wow.
Yeah. App State is a 15-point favorite at home against Georgia Southern. Now, you would assume, right, that, well, this is a rivalry game. It's always close.
Hang on. Do you think most people would know to assume that that's a rivalry game? Because I don't.
Man, okay, maybe I assumed too much. This is a rivalry game.
Inform me.
These two teams.
Maybe they all know.
When they were in the FCS. When they were in the FCS, they were both winning national championships, fighting in the playoffs every year. Not at the same time, but okay. In the same
every other year
in the same era.
Did yes. North Dakota win like
four Yeah, they won a bunch too so, and whatnot, but that's look, they've won a bunch over the years since they've left, right? Okay. So, like
So all of North Dakota's national championships are bogus because App State left.
I'm there? Not saying that.
That's what I heard.
Good gracious. Either way, App State and Georgia Southern are legit rivals. Like, they came over into the Sun Belt together.
I would have never known that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's this is actually a Thursday game. I think it's a Thursday game. I think it's a Halloween game.
Hang on.
Check it out for me. I'm pretty sure it's a...
I'm looking.
I think the Thursday night game might be Baylor, West Virginia.
Making me...
I'm sorry.
My baseball.
I should have written this down.
This is Conference USA, right?
No, this is Sun Belt. Oh, yeah. I should have known this from the start. And our viewers are just going to say,
I've got Georgia. Right? I've got the 31st.
So it is. Okay, so it's Halloween. It's Thursday night. Okay, so if you're listening to this on Thursday, which is when it's released, yeah, we got a game tonight.
We didn't pick something that happened before.
So you would think.
If you'd have got it right, I wouldn't have given you credit for it.
That is ridiculous.
Everybody would have been like, you recorded it afterwards.
You would think that everybody would, it's because it's a rivalry, you think it's a close matchup, right? That would be incorrect.
I'm getting back to game 6.
They have played 5 times in FBS. Those 5 games, the winner has been by 20, 21, 24, 18, and 20. App State opened as a 17.5-point favorite. They are now only favored by 15. People are betting this down. App State has covered a bajillion in a row. I don't even know the number, but they are a covering machine right now.
Seems like a lot.
Georgia Southern is not as good as they were last year, period. I think App State is ready for this one. I like them at home on Halloween. Short week. Georgia Southern's got to travel. Give me App State minus 15. I'm putting $50 on it at minus 110. The Mountaineers, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm tired of taking dogs
because they don't cover. It's like me.
They don't cover. They never cover, so I'm betting against these crap teams instead of betting on them.
There you go.
Illinois is absolutely turning this thing around. The Black Santa Claus, Lovie Smith. I loved him in Chicago. Almost won him a Super Bowl. I was there with you, man. And he's getting things turned around. I think he's got a quarterback. I think he's finally found a trigger man.
No, I think so.
Guess where he came from?
Michigan. Yeah, Brandon Peters.
Who's struggling to find a trigger man. They're laying 20.5 points. But you know what? They're laying them to Rutgers. And that's not a real football team. And when I say that, I want to say no disrespect to Rutgers, but I kind of mean all the disrespect to Rutgers.
Yes.
That I can muster. So, I'm going to lay all those points.
Seems reasonable.
And I'm going to think that they're going to cover by 3 scores.
That sounds good to me.
Well, 3 touchdowns. I guess 3 scores would be 17.
Three
scores is not enough. 3 touchdowns.
3 touchdowns.
Enough.
Yeah. What are you putting on?
$50.
$50 minus 110.
All of these happen to be 110.
Is this at Rutgers?
No, this is at Illinois.
Okay, it's at Illinois. Okay, so it's in Champaign. They're going to be partying in Champaign. I like it. I like it. Next up for me, I'm going to Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm going Arkansas, Mississippi State under 57.5. After Alabama hangs 45 points on a team, if the total is over 51 the next week, the over is 0-12.
It's such a weird stat.
It's definitely a weird stat, but Mississippi State having trouble scoring right now. And
that's logic.
These are the games where they are bringing back those things. So they had all these guys suspended, right? And they only get to play in four games a year. They are lining it up where they will get to play against Arkansas and against whoever else. So it's Autry and Gay and whatever. So State's defense should be a little bit better. So if Arkansas can't score and Mississippi State can't really score, then how are they going to get to 57.5 points?
I don't know the answer to that. But I was looking up. My computer's dead.
It happens.
I hate technology. Who imagines that, right? Me, not liking technology. So I'm having to play on my phone here. The money line for Arkansas is 240.
240.
That's not a lot. But it's not nothing either.
Now, maybe toss them in that round robin a little bit. I'm just saying. Look, Arkansas is
State,
really bad.
Mississippi State, I know they are. Mississippi State's having problems. And I like to bet against chaos.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes
teams
sense.
Teams that are fighting amongst themselves.
Yeah, but I how really do we know like that Arkansas is not?
See, I don't. And you're right. That therein lies the problem is I've got two coaches that need to be taken out to that bridge in Fayetteville and just pushed off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be able to swim. I'm not trying to kill them. I mean, maybe. If they can't swim, that's, you know.
But this is why I'm going under 57.5.
That's probably
because I fully expect neither of these teams has been able to score much. So I would expect that they will keep this under that total. I'm putting $100 on it at minus 110.
Looky there. Looky there.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember when we were trying to figure out was Illinois on the road or at home? Yeah. But I'm going to take my next pick, a big favorite on the road.
Okay.
Michigan has gotten off the schneid.
Okay.
I called them beating Notre Dame last week.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Didn't make it one of my bets.
Probably should have. But
I should. I did, but not on here, so it doesn't matter. If it didn't happen on here, I tried not to talk about it because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Laying 21 points. Most places has gone up to 21.5.
And this is at Maryland?
At Maryland. Maryland started off the season with their buttholes on fire, man. They could not be stopped. I mean, they were just beating the doors off everybody who was really bad. And then they started playing some okay to good competition.
And then just like every other year, they get the quarterbacks hurt.
It just fell apart.
Yeah. It showed it.
And so I'm going to lay all 21 of these points.
That makes sense.
For $75.
I can get down with it. Minus 1-2?
Yes. I think Michigan is on a mission to prove we don't suck at offense anymore. And I also think that defense is starting to come together and figure things out. They lost a lot of NFL guys. While they have a ton of talent on defense, not a lot of those guys were starters last year. They're blue-chip athletes, but they weren't starters.
And don't think that Michigan will stop running up points.
Oh, no.
Here, because
how bad they've been.
Well, no. That little battle between Gaddis and Mike Locksley in the offseason.
Man, I forgot about that.
Sorry, like, shit. And Locksley.
Yep, you're right on that. Oh, no. If Gaddis has a chance of sticking in, because Locksley talked a whole lot of noise when he was putting up 79 points against some high school team out of D.C.
Yeah. No, he sure did.
No, you're right on that. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to bet Gaddis has a few bucks to shell out to the D.C. if they can keep them to nothing.
No, I believe that.
I think this is going to be an epic destruction.
You might be right.
I also think Michigan has a lot to start proving. I think they got to – Harbaugh's about to get chesty.
No, we saw Penn State go in and absolutely demolish this Maryland team, and I don't think there's a big difference between Penn State and Michigan.
I think Maryland got demolished last week.
Oh, they did.
And who they play? Indiana?
No, it wasn't Indiana. Indiana played Nebraska last week.
That's right. It wasn't a great. Purdue? It wasn't a great. No, Purdue got smoked last week. Man, I should have all this stuff ready. I never do. Big Ten, where you at? Boom, boom.
I mean, they got smoked by somebody.
Minnesota.
Yeah,
52-10.
PJ Flex boys.
That's it.
All right. Next one up for me.
Roll on. Sorry.
No, it's all good. Next one up for me. I'm going out to Seattle. The Utah Utes going to visit the Washington Huskies. And here's a little tip for you. The Bear tweeted this out. It's one of those long stats that you don't like. It's a trend, but it also fits into the team that I was going to take anyway.
Okay.
Since 2005, top 10 teams that are favored by less than 5 against unranked teams coming off of a loss, 1-13 straight up and against the spread. Washington lost last week. They're still less than a 5-point underdog against Utah. Chris Peterson has not had a lot of problems beating Utah. Just saying. And Utah is not as good away from Salt Lake City. Like, that's, I don't know what the difference is, but when they play in Salt Lake City, they are world beaters. When they play outside of there, not all that great. So while Utah has looked like a top 10 team over the last few weeks, they've also been at home. Going on the road, Washington catching 3.5. Give me the Huskies. I'm putting $50 on it, minus 110. I think Chris Peterson, if he loses this game, he ain't losing by more than a field goal. But I think Washington has a strong chance to win this game outright.
I'll have what he's having. same pick, same score. I don't need the weird stat.
The weird trend.
Because I don't think it matters, because 6 planets have to align for that to fall into place. But Utah, home and away stats are real. Those are true. Those aren't trends. Those are stats. And Chris Peterson, still a really good coach. I can't explain.
And they should have beaten Oregon.
Yeah, I can't explain the weird season that they're having, other than the Pac-12 is just drunk.
Yeah.
Just like nobody knows what they're doing right now. But I know this. Chris Peterson, really good coach. There's maybe less than 3 or 4 coaches in the country where you say, you taking Chris Peterson or the other guy? And the answer is not Chris Peterson.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Kyle Whittingham is a fantastic coach.
Not besmirching Kyle Whittingham. You're talking, do I think he's a top 5 coach, though? If he's 6 or 7, he's still not where I think Chris Peterson is. That's my opinion. Other people might disagree with that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think Chris Peterson is a hell of a football coach.
Especially with a week to prepare. Yeah. So, I mean, because they had a bye week last week, and Utah did not. So, next up for me, let's move into Conference USA. I love Conference USA so much. I don't love North Texas this year. They can't seem to cover anything.
Did you early?
Did it what?
Did you early?
Did I early? No, not particularly. I mean, I liked them to win their division, and I think they still could. Remember, I picked them to go 8-4.
I tried to bet against them a couple of times, and you kept telling me they're really good. Stay off that.
Yeah, it's well, they.
I don't. Lost their, I don't they, follow they, some of these other conferences.
They lost their offensive coordinator to USC, so that's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
But I mean, they still had Mason Fine coming back, and he is coming off of an injury. He should be playing this week.
Good.
But
you're still betting against
them. I'm betting against them, okay. And people are going to think I'm nuts, but I'm betting on UTEP. UTEP plus 24 right now at North Texas. I'm putting $50 on it at minus 110. And I'm telling you, UTEP has covered as a double-digit underdog like 4 straight times. North Texas has not covered as a double-digit favorite like 4 straight times. And this just continues the trend. This continues what's going on. North Texas, you thought that they were going to handle Houston when all of Houston's players started redshirting, and they got beat by like 3 touchdowns. And it just continues to happen. Now, North Texas still probably wins this football game, but not by 24.
Yeah,
I think UTEP keeps this a little closer. Like, what they got going on at UTEP, like, they're not as bad
24 as they have. 24 points, a lot of points.
So, I'm taking UTEP plus 24 here for $50.
Last week, the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Kansas State shocked the world. Took down Oklahoma.
The Sooners. Boomer!
See, last week, they played opposing team. A poser team.
Yeah.
A fake team. A wannabe team. This week, they got to go to Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Les Miles, the Hatter, as my coach. As my head coach. Now, he took down a little school called Texas Tech. They're pretty good at football.
Maybe. Yeah.
They're okay. I do not think that Kansas State is going to come into Kansas and win this football game. And I get a 6.5-point head start. Give me $75 on the Hatter.
$75 on the Hatter. What, -110?
Yeah.
-110. $75 on Les Miles.
Since Les fired his OC, went against his old ways, brought in the new OC, man, they were just away from beating Texas.
Oh, yes, they were.
Then they pull up the upset against Texas Tech. I think they're rolling. I think.
Well, they've covered three straight.
Yes.
I like it. And they're at home. Kansas State coming off a big-time emotional win.
I also think, and this is not a knock on Kansas State because they're a really well-coached team. Let me actually give some thought process to how I feel about these things. I kind of like betting against the team that just pulled off the big, massive 20-something point upset the week before because everybody in the country is looking at South Carolina did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They upset Georgia, big, massive upset. Next week, everybody's piling on South Carolina. They get beat.
Yep.
They don't play good. I think the same thing's going to happen. I just think that's a trend. There's a reason you were a 20-point dog to begin with, and now there's going to be a little letdown. Whether it's emotional or whether it's just the price is too big, you're overinflated, whatever. Kansas State might still win this game. Kansas has played everybody to a field goal since they've made the change.
Yeah.
I have no reason to think Kansas State's any different.
Now you're absolutely right. They lost to Texas by 2.
And they
beat Texas Tech by 3.
Kansas will be in my money line.
Round robin. No, I could believe that.
No doubt. Unless he's in it the rest of the season.
All right. Before your last one, I'm going to give 2 right quick.
Sure.
Let's see. Let's move into the SEC. We got a little Conference USA SEC action. Everybody loves UAB.
For a great game.
UAB is 6-1 on the season. Tennessee, not as good.
Okay.
Not as good. What are they, 3-4?
I think
so. And they had that massive, massive win over South Carolina last week.
Over South Carolina.
However, UAB, look. They are 5-0 against the spread as a road dog against Group of 5 teams. You know what they are against SEC teams on the road? 0-2 against the spread.
What teams have they played on the road?
That
make up those 2-0.
Oh, the 2-0. Oh, the 0-2. Texas A&M and Florida. Like the year that Florida was really bad under Jim McElwain. Like the year that Florida won only 4 games. Yeah, Florida beat them 36-7.
Okay.
So, and they were 19-point underdogs in that one, and everybody, including me, was on UAB. And I was wrong. But look, everybody seems to think Tennessee is down in the dumps. That ain't it.
They just beat South Carolina.
I know. But people still think that Tennessee is bad and that UAB has the players to be able to compete with these guys, and I just don't think they do. I think Tennessee absolutely mauls them by it. Look, 12 points, all I got to do is win by 2 touchdowns.
I hope you win because we need to get some winners on here.
But I know you don't like me betting against your boy.
No, they're not very good this year.
Well, I mean, they're 6-1.
Yeah, but they're
but they're not as good as they have been. Yeah, but that's the thing. People love this underdog story from UAB, so this line.
Yeah, it's inflated.
Yeah, it's deflated a little bit because of
regressed.
UAB. But Tennessee at home, they are starting to come around. This defense looks really good. Like they played Alabama tight.
I don't think people think Tennessee is trash anymore, Gary. I think nationwide people are thinking they have turned a corner.
Did we miss? Is your microphone?
Did I just die?
I think you died.
Oh, son of a bitch!
All right, but that's fine. Here.
Curse and swear and say all the things. What? There it is. Hey, I'm back. I bet it's gonna die real quick though.
That'll be fine. We need to get through them then.
All right, roll.
All right, so UAB Tennessee. I'm taking Tennessee.
You want me to get my last one? And then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm dead again.
Yeah, that is my fault. I apologize to y'all for that. Let's go on and get Chris's in here. But yeah, Tennessee -12, $75 at -110. I'm all over that. Here is, let's see. Let's do Chris's last one. I'll let him steal this microphone real quick.
No, you're good because that's ridiculous.
No, they can hear.
Just tell them. I'm going to take this.
No, you can hear it. It's good.
Ridiculous. I'm going to take Florida in the cocktail party against UAB. Or against UTA. Against UGA. They might as well be playing UAB. Which ain't nothing. Overrated. The coaching discrepancy. Watch, they're going to get crushed in this game. They're just going to get crushed. I'm going to look like an idiot. It won't make this fact not true, though. The coaching discrepancy between Dan Mullins and Kirby Smart is not close. It's just not close. That's all.
Yeah, I could buy that. So Florida +6.5 against Georgia. What you got on it?
$100.
Yeah, you buying all in. Oh, I know. I feel, you know, like this could get crazy. Georgia could be saving stuff for him. So, all right, I got three more to go, and then we're going to talk to our boy TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. So let's fire into these quickly, and I feel like we could probably fire these off quicker than we do anyway. But we have fun with you guys, and hopefully you enjoy watching the show and listening to the show. Let's go to Auburn, Alabama. I am rolling with Ole Miss. The line is now up to 19.5. Auburn has played some really difficult road games. They've had three road games in a row. It's tough to deal with this Ole Miss team. They're coming off of a bye. If you think Rich Rodriguez hasn't found some loops there, if you think Mike McIntyre has not found a way to slow down that Auburn offense a little bit, you're crazy. Look, 19.5. I'm not saying Ole Miss is going to win the football game. I don't think they will. But could this be a 34-20 game? Could this be a 34-17 game? 100%. I think that could absolutely happen. I think that Ole Miss will find a way to score some points here. I don't think Auburn scores a ton of points. So I think this will be a little bit closer than 19.5. Give me Ole Miss +19.5 for $75 at -110. I've got, next up, TCU going to Oklahoma State. I got Oklahoma State -3 here for $50 at -105. TCU is 1-7 against the spread the week after Texas since they joined the Big 12. Look, I'm telling you, this is a prime spot for Spencer Sanders and all those guys. Like, Max Duggan looked great for TCU last week. But Gary Patterson gets his players up to play Texas because they are always the underdog, at least in his mind, against the Longhorns, right? Like, that's the big major program, and we're just these little bitty dudes at this private school in Texas. Look, he gets fired up for that one. You don't get as fired up to go to Stillwater. Like, Oklahoma State showed last week, they got some things left in the tank because they beat up on Iowa State. I like Oklahoma State -3 here. I think they win this by at least a touchdown, if not more. And then finally, last game up, before we talk to TJ, y'all ain't going to like this one. Colorado State coming off a big-time upset. They beat Fresno State by 10 last week. I think they're feeling good about themselves. UNLV is coming to town. UNLV is an 8.5-point underdog. I love the Rebels in this spot. They can run the football. They can slow down the game. They can make it dirty. Like, remember, this is the same team that whipped up on Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt and Colorado State are pretty similar. Give me UNLV plus 8.5 here on the road. UNLV seems to play better on the road. I don't know what it is, but they look okay, and they're still fighting for their coach's job. I think they've got a chance to win this football game, and you're giving me 8.5 points. Give me the Rebels. Give me UNLV plus 8.5. And now, while we are talking about doggies, let's go ahead and jump in with our boy, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter and the host of the Three Dog Thursday podcast, TJ Reeves. Every week, we've got TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. Of course, you can get him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. TJ, how are things? I'm assuming you got home fine from Nashville, right?
You are correct. I was there in your region, north of you in Nash, Vegas. Unfortunately, did not work out well for my Buccaneers.
It worked out well for the hometown team.
Did work well for the Titans. Good to get the Titans healthy and fat and feeling good about themselves in a win. So I know we'll talk pro football later on, but I am back and you cannot see me, even though on your simulcast on your YouTube show we can all see you guys. But I am sporting the Memphis blue here, because now that we're talking college, we're talking game day. ESPN's pregame show coming to call me Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown, my alma mater. This might be biblical, Chris Giannini. I might need to consult the book of Revelation to see if the world is coming to an end. The moon turning to blood, the Cubs winning the World Series, Nicole Kidman wins an Oscar, and game day comes to Memphis for Memphis and SMU.
We're both excited. We're both sporting the Memphis blue.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Now, we're stoked about this. It is a really, really big deal. And, you know, for those that don't really understand what it means, they talked about Washington State did a poll on when game day came to their city, you know, coming to your city. They did that last year for the first time, game day did. And they got over 1 billion social media impressions just off of their appearance on game day. Like, that advertising is irreplaceable. Like, you can't buy it. So,
well, and it's a 4-hour college football fiesta, a commercial, and they're originating it from obviously your locale and talking constantly about it. And you're right, you can't put a price on that. And sure, they're going to be talking on that pregame show about the Florida Georgia game and on and on the different matchups across the country all the way out west. You're going to ask me, I'm sure, about USC and Oregon a little bit. So different games will be subjects, but they're going to keep coming back literally and figuratively to Memphis and the matchup with SMU, and that's just tremendous. I mean, I remember being there in school in the 80s, and we were lucky if we were relevant for more than a week of the football season. Now, I think the football season would be over in September because two or three Tiger losses, and you're already looking for the basketball season to get started up with practice and with the games.
Oh, 100%.
Now, there's anticipation with Penny Hardaway and the basketball coming, but hold the phone. 7-1 Memphis, 8-0 SMU is a large deal in the American Conference and in the grand scheme of things, because if SMU keeps winning, they might be a party crasher here out of the American for the college football playoff, et cetera. We'll see.
We will definitely see. No, I'm stoked about it. Memphis, you know, with Rip Shearer and back in the day, Spook Murphy, all of that stuff. This was an also-ran program. Like, 10 years ago this week is when Tommy West had his rant, where he was saying, if you're not going to do anything to make it better, just get rid of it. And now here we are 10 years later, Justin Fuente turns this thing around. You know, Mike Norvell is, he is just, he's something else. He's something else. This team is a lot of fun to watch. They are unpredictable, insanely entertaining. And last
week was all of that with the Tulsa game and the field goal. And let's just go over this real quick before we get to the picks. Well, let's get to this real quick before we get to the picks and the leans. We saw it In the Tulsa game with Memphis. We saw it in the Bears game in the NFL with the Chargers. Unfortunately, my Buccaneers, the same thing earlier this year in the loss to the Giants. You're in field goal range. You have time on the clock. You have a play or two to play with, including a timeout. Why do you not try a low-risk throw to the back of the end zone to see if you can score a touchdown, draw a flag, something? None of those three teams did it, and all three of them missed the field goal.
Oh, yeah.
And I know
Oregon did it, and Oregon hit, right? Oregon hit their field goal. But it drives me insane when you have an opportunity to not rely on a kicker. Just go for the end zone. Like it makes
just once.
Yeah, to just use once. The players that got you down the field.
We're not saying be unnecessarily careless and try it multiple times, but there's no harm in trying it once to see if you can get the touchdown or get the flag. I don't hear Chris weighing in on this point very much. Chris, are you Mr. Conservative on this?
I agree. And this has been Gary's soapbox for a long time. Gary has beat this drum for a long, long time, which is you these guys forget everything that got them where they're at. And they just say, okay, we're in field goal range. He's made it. And sometimes, at least in the Tulsa game, the guy was really close. Sometimes, I mean, they are just across the line of the guy has made it here once or twice. And so we call this his field goal range. And it's not a consistent make. And they're satisfied with that because they're so afraid of negative plays. So many of these coaches are coaching to not lose instead of trying to coach to win. I believe that every week, and it drives me insane, drives Gary insane, but this is something Gary's been beating on for a couple of years now.
TJ, you remember the Kentucky-Florida game. I mean, Kentucky had that game won. And they were moving the football. They get to within field goal range, and then they run the ball into the middle like three straight times to set up a field goal. Like they're trying to run clock to set up a field goal that he missed anyway. I mean, it drives me because they passed the ball all the way into field goal range, and then they run it three times when they know they can't run on Florida's defense. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
It defies explanation, kind of like what we do with our underdogs. Although a week ago, I did give you on this very program, I did give you TCU against the Texas Longhorns.
Yes, you did.
Let's chalk one up for Three Dog Thursday on that one with a true freshman quarterback. And thank you, Shane Buchel, for throwing the ball to the Froggies about four or five times in that game with the interception. So
not we'll Buchel, Ellinger. Sam Ellinger.
Oh, yeah, Ellinger, excuse me. Buchel was I'm confused. Buchel was there, and Buchel's the SMU comeback. You're right. Quarterback. You're right. Ellinger is the one throwing it to them, and the luster is off the Longhorns right now at this point because shoulda, coulda, woulda. They shoulda, coulda, woulda lost to Kansas as well as losing to Oklahoma and LSU and now did lose to TCU in that game. So a lot of the luster off the horns, and yes, Ellinger with the interceptions last week. Buchel is the transfer for SMU and has looked fantastic getting out of the Texas program. So there you go on that.
Let's go ahead and move into some leans here. Let's start off with some guys that you've been on a few times this year. FAU is getting 2 points at Western Kentucky. Now, I know you love the Lane Kiffins.
I have been on them and I have been incorrect. And I obviously have not learned my lesson because I'm going back towards that way. Again, I really like them on the road at Western Kentucky. And both of these teams now have something in common. They both lost to Marshall, WKU losing to Marshall last week. There's a question mark for both quarterbacks in this game. But FAU is an explosive offense here. A good spot on the road. They beat Western Kentucky on the road a couple of years ago, and it was a different coaching staff. I'm going to take a strong look at that. I've not gone Conference USA for a conference game on Three Dog Thursday, but I may be leaning that way week there for Kiffin and the Owls.
I can understand it. Kiffin's doing a good job. I mean, they're 5-3 this year. They look pretty good so far. Now, another one, and I'm just guessing because you're going to be on the West Coast this week. Let's give me some ideas about Oregon-USC. You know, Oregon gets the comeback win against Washington State last week. USC does the same thing, come back against Colorado. They get a late score to win the ball game. USC, a 4.5-point underdog at home against Oregon. Which way are you thinking here?
I am headed out to the West Coast, and this has traditionally been one of the best West Coast matchups over the last 10-plus years, including when Lane Kiffin coached briefly at USC. He was there, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Or have they completely blotted him out of the record at this point? We want no remembrance of Lane Kiffin at USC.
You can't block my memories.
So he was out there. And so Chip Kelly, obviously, with Oregon, and it became quite the rivalry. So they renewed that rivalry, and Oregon's still very much in conversation for Pac-12 championship and an outside shot at maybe getting in the conversation for the college football playoff, depending on what else happens. This though, is a spot where it will not be easy. In the Coliseum, USC, very explosive. This is how old I'm getting, guys. I'm just becoming get-off-my-lawn guy. I'm becoming old. That the son of former Buccaneer running back Michael Pittman's son, is the star receiver returner for USC. Am I that old? I cannot be that old that Michael Pittman from my Super Bowl 2002 Buccaneers, his son, is running around making plays for the Trojans, but he is a stud playmaker, explosive receiver and returner. I take a strong look at USC. I've gone to them a couple of times, once against them against BYU, but I went with them against Notre Dame on Three Dog Thursday. I may be going back to them in the Pac-12 showdown here.
But we'll have to listen, of course, to Three Dog Thursday. Now, before we get you out of here, you're in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Big ball game this weekend. It national title implications, SEC East title implications, SEC championship possibly implications. Cocktail
All
party.
Above.
Florida, Georgia. Florida's getting six.
I thought you were going to say next a lot of alcohol implications. And yes, you would be correct on that too. Now, Brother Giannini, what is that, six? I saw it was five or five and a half. Is it up to six now?
It's all six and a half right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in this case, Florida with that defense, that is attractive as well there in the don't call it the cocktail party game. I can tell you this. I have got several big-time Gator alum and friends and hardcore fans that will be making that trek, and a lot of them will not remember much that happens beyond about Friday afternoon, I have the feeling, unfortunately, for this one on Saturday afternoon. So it is always fun. It is always heated, and Georgia has gotten the better of them a bunch in recent years. So we'll see what Dan Mullen can do here in the rivalry matchup, because you're right. This is like the old pro wrestling. Here we bring it back to Memphis, and Memphis being such a big wrestling town and being featured this week. Is Jerry the King Lawler going
to
make an appearance on game day?
We're going to
see if that's the case.
I would assume.
We might have to have the King out there. But this is like the pro wrestling loser leave town match. Whoever loses here is basically not only out of the national championship picture, but even out of the SEC title game picture because of the tiebreaker. So it is like loser leave town, Georgia, Florida.
Oh, absolutely.
It's absolutely loser leave town.
All right, you can find him on Twitter, at BuckSidelineGuy. TJ, tell us a little bit about Three Dog Thursday and what people can find over there.
Listen, I love picking underdogs, college football, and the NFL. You guys are gracious at coming on. We share space here on your show on Winning Cures, and you guys come on with me. Brother Giannini will be on with me picking some underdogs on the podcast. We have fun with it, college and the NFL. I look forward to the guests that we're going to have on every week to give insight and analysis. We get handicappers on as well and make some underdog picks. It's a lot of fun. So wherever you can find those, wherever you get those podcasts, find Three Dog Thursday through iTunes, through Spotify, through Google Podcasts. You can go to ThreeDogThursday.com and find out more about the podcast. And I always appreciate being on with you boys. We look forward to another big weekend.
Yeah, you know we appreciate you as well. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, boys.
All right, we appreciate TJ being in here with us. Of course, we already told you, Three Dog Thursday podcast, you can get it anywhere. Go subscribe, tell them how much you enjoy our show. You can find us as well on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Go and hit subscribe. Make sure you review and leave some nice comments, all that kind of stuff. Subscribe on YouTube, share the show out, tell all your buddies about it. We appreciate you guys being here. Of course, we will talk to you again. Well, first, tunicatravel.com. Go check out tunicatravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi brings you the show every week. They are fantastic. Go and check them out. They're the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books. Tunicatravel.com is where you can find more information about all of them. And, of course, Winning Cures Everything is where you can find everything about us. Winningcureseverything.com. Whew. What a week. What a week. We need some winners this week. Tell us what you got in the comments. We will see you guys again next week.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.